Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lunch with Leah, Season 2, Episode 24.
Oh, welcome to the big studios in Miami, Florida. What is that noise? Oh, my God, there's been electrical problems going on everywhere. Oh, now the landscapers are here. Well, welcome to Florida. Oh, my goodness, here we go. Well, I tell you, I had a rough night. I didn't get any sleep. My alarm went off. It wouldn't shut down. I couldn't get it back on. Then the security cameras went down. Then the gate wouldn't open. Then I couldn't get it closed. And this morning I couldn't get out of the house with the gate. And I got 17 people running around speaking 100 miles an hour in Spanish. I don't know what's going on. I finally dragged myself here. Jason got me some coffee. And this reminds me when I used to do seminars, I had to do 12 hours. Can you imagine from 9 in the morning till 9 at night? And I would sleep to literally 8:15. I would roll out of bed, throw on a little makeup, put on my clothes, and run in front of the room like 400 or 500 people sometimes. And I would have a whole big thing of coffee, and I'd just wake up, and it'd be like they wound me up, you know? And I just started talking like a big wind-up doll. That's how I feel today. Look at this one. I put him on white so you guys could see him, but I don't know. He's just going to complain. He's now spoiled because of Freda. James, number one, the number one person.
I see one.
Sometimes today. Jason. Yeah, well, you're the big spoiler there, and then there's Freda, and Roy, everybody spoils it but me, and I'm stuck with this. Okay. Well, next week we're not going to be here, or the following week, because it's spring break. I've got to entertain my 16-year-old kid, and you know they expect. But I've got major security beefed up my house after that thing last night. I thought, I wonder if someone's trying to cut my electrical. So now I've got I've got security. If you come on my property, you'll be electrocuted and fried.
And then the dog's going to eat you.
And the dogs will eat you. Oh, my God. Oh, God. So Heather McDonald is going to be in Boca, I think, on the 20th. If you haven't gotten tickets, go to her website and do that. She's donating the funds to the Parkland kids for the gun violence. Oh, by the way, they had a big march today at one of the schools.
At all of them.
Oh, my God. I was listening on the news. It's these kids. Let me tell you something. In our NRA and you Republicans are standing behind the NRA, said the kids, not only are these kids going to vote because they're turning 18,
yep,
all their parents are going to vote too. So get the guns off the streets.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
We're looking at our new politicians.
We are. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a wave of common sense coming up. These
yep.
parents did a good job raising their kids.
They sure did.
God, my luck, RJ, be like, oh, no, Mom, I think everyone should have an AK, whatever they are, gun. Oh, just die. And then I noticed that when we're doing our show, James is telling me that all you guys watching it have your own network amongst yourselves, and you're chatting back and forth. We got a whole chat room going.
Yeah.
So tune in. Make some new friends. Yeah, share. You might even be able to network. Who knows? You might have a skill that no one has a need and came for it. Or you might just have a good time gossiping. I'm telling you, the dog is just well. All this friend said you wanted to see the dogs. I had to bring the thing. So spring breaks next 2 weeks. Right to HelloLeahBack.com with all your questions. I will be on Facebook Live and Twitter and all the rest of it because I'm going to be hanging out with all the fun, cool people. I'm going to be on Jeff Lewis's radio show. I believe it's next Friday, but if it's not next Friday, it's the following Friday. It should have been on both, and I told him that. But it's going to be one of the next two Fridays, but you should listen every Friday anyway because he is hilarious and he has a really good show.
It's a great show.
It's really good. He's really doing good on the radio. He's natural at radio. I told him, I said, you are a natural at radio. I mean, this is something you should just do. I mean, forget the TV. You're so good at radio. He's good on TV too, but I mean, TV's a lot more work. I like radio better. You don't have to do anything, sit and talk. So movies. Oh, so I'm watching the Versace movie.
Yeah.
And we TiVo'd two or three weeks that we missed, okay?
Yeah.
And I was confused, and I was like, Roy, how did you mix up the TV, and you didn't TiVo them right, and they're out of order. And he's like, I don't know what happened. I guess we had a blackout, and it didn't TiVo, and this and that. Now I find out after reading this article, did you guys know this? They're filming it backwards.
They're showing it. Yeah,
completely in the opposite. They're starting with the slaughter murder, and they're going back. Well, nobody told me.
Yeah.
So I was just yelling at Roy, like, can't you even TiVo properly? You can't even TiVo properly. The only thing on your list to do was to TiVo, and you can't even get the order straight. And I read this article, and they're TiVoing it back. I mean, it's whole thing's backwards. But I'm really liking it. I think the dog already ate. That's why I'm reluctant to give him any more, because I really don't want him to get FAT. Weighs 4.8 pounds, just so you know. That says it's perfect for him.
The most high maintenance
four. He is the most high. The most high maintenance 4.8 pounds ever. And then I'm watching Homeland. Oh, my God, that is so good. Are you guys watching it? Oh, my God, it's so good. I'm loving it. And then Billions is starting soon, and I love Billions. I didn't realize that Kopelman wrote, and I guess he's also directing, but wrote it. I know his dad that I met a few years ago, and I didn't realize, I just now connected the dots. But I love Billionaire. That's coming up. If you haven't watched it, you should get it from the beginning and catch up before it comes out. I think it's starting soon. And then The Americans is starting soon. Oh, my God. This is their last season. Are you watching it? It's addictive. And I noticed that on my TiVo that I actually set this one so it was in order, that they're showing the entire thing from beginning season four. But why are they showing season one, two, and three? Because those were seasons that I missed. So anyway, but I want to watch the whole thing over again. It's just so good.
And then, oh my God. Homeland is great. Have you ever watched Shameless on Showtime?
I haven't watched Shameless. I can't get hooked on one
Jessica
more.
Jessica Nicole says she loves Shameless. And then there were a lot of comments about the kids, too, saying they were really brave and that they love them and they have restored faith in humanity.
I know.
And
they have more common sense than these idiots. I mean, God bless Dick's, Dick's Sporting Good for making that change, and they're not selling the stuff in there. And you know, it's funny. A lot of people, oh, my God, I saw this thing. I saw this thing online where people were going there and buying those, not golf balls, but the ping pong balls,
yeah,
and mailing them to Marco Rubio and telling him to get a set. Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
I thought I should start a movement and get everybody to just send like two balls and then just have the camera crew there and just see balls everywhere for Marco
with
me. And then I'm watching The House of Cards. It's coming up soon. I can't wait for that one. That's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Victoria is coming back on PBS. And as Jason pointed out to me, it's not the Queen. It's Victoria. But it's still really good. So I'm going to watch that. And then I went to see, with Roy Jr. and Roy, Bruce Willis and Death Wish. And you know what? I didn't really want to go. I thought, oh, another action hero movie. Here they're going to go. But it was really good.
It was good. That's
the one I was in
when
my Twitter. Yeah, Death Wish. When my Twitter went off, I'll have to tell you that story in a minute. Oh, my phone, my email, my Twitter, my text, my Instagram. It was like a lightning storm in the movie. Finally, I had to go outside and put my shoe at the door to hold the door open so I could get back in because I couldn't get the Wi-Fi inside. I was like, oh my God, this world's coming to an end. I thought the apocalypse was coming.
Edward Gonzalez wants to know if you've ever watched The Real Housewives of Miami.
If I've ever watched it, oh, that's great. You know, I think I'll watch it sometime. I heard there was a really fabulous woman on there.
And the gold legend.
Yeah, I heard there was like this smart, fabulous, incredible, funny, chic woman and a bunch of dingbats. That's what I heard. I don't know. I got to watch it. So Christy Teigen's pug died, and his name was Putty. She's been posting photos, and she said that Putty would want all of his photos posted and to be memorialized. So anyway, I think that's sweet. But his wife survived him, Pippa, and that was her little pug. They've had it, I guess, since she and John started dating. So that was kind of another little sad moment that I followed. In celebrity news, I thought this was kind of interesting, not because I watch Anthony Bourdain, I don't, and I'm not that interested in food, so I just don't watch it, and I'm not that interested in him. I think he just got one tattoo too many and too rough for me, but the fact he's been to almost every city in the damn world, and they said, where would you live if you just had to pick one city and live there the rest of your life, where would it be? Well, I thought it was just a fascinating question for someone that's been to almost every city in the world. So what do you think he said? Does anybody think you think? What would you say? What would you guess? What would you guess?
I don't know. I live where I would want to live, probably.
So, Miami?
Yeah, I mean, that's
oh, my God. Call the psychiatrist. No.
I'm starting to think that. Rethink my position.
Well, what do you guys think? And then I'll tell you the answer. Did anybody answer? Because it's an interesting thing, I think. Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
So he lived the rest of his life here.
Yeah.
I've only been to the Tokyo airport. I haven't really explored it, you know?
Jessica Nicole says New York City.
Yeah. All right. So Judith Regan interviewed O.J. Simpson a few years back, and the tape just leaked out. Did you guys see that?
They showed it on Fox.
It was about if... What was it shown on?
They showed the whole interview on Fox.
On Fox, yeah. Well, they're trying to detract from the Pennsylvania election.
They were supposed to air it originally when it came out years ago, and then they pulled it, and now they...
Oh, now they're airing it. I guess the statute... I guess... Well, there's no statute of limitations for murder, but you can't be convicted of a crime that you've already been acquitted of. But in any event, he's in the middle of the interview, he's telling the story about if I did it, how it would have gone down, and all of a sudden he starts talking in first person, like, well, then I did this, and then I did that, and then he caught himself.
Creepy.
Oh my God, that's so creepy. Oh, I felt my necklace, LeahBlack.com. And then there's a big scuttle about Netflix apparently paying the Crown actors, and Queen Elizabeth was paid less than Prince Philip, and people were raising hell about it, and the producers somebody interviewed him, and they just made an off-the-hand remark about it, and it took off. You know how things take off. So apparently Prince Philip was a well-known or better-known actor when they first cast him.
Correct.
So maybe they could justify that. But she was in every single scene, and he wasn't. So beginning season two, they should have taken care of her, but you know they never do. But you know, I blame the agents for all that.
I really do.
It's the agents' fault. The actors just want to act, and you know, of course they want to be paid well, and it's prestigious to be paid more than your counterparts and all of that. But the agents should never have let that happen. I would fire the agent after the first season he didn't realize and find out what's going on and say, listen, she's in every scene, she's carrying this show, she is the queen. But anyway, Netflix said the queen, no one will ever be paid more than the queen again.
She will always be the highest paid.
She'll always be the highest paid.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
as well as it should be.
It is the agents and their managers. If they're not getting them top dollar, then they should get, if Megyn Kelly can get $25 million to put on that dog and pony show every morning, I mean, anybody should be able to.
I was over her when she held back the information that Trump was bullying her and harassing her, and she didn't come out as a journalist and say it until she waited until the election was over, and she wrote a book, and she used that little morsel to sell the book. I considered her from that point on a tabloid journalist.
Yeah, for sure.
The end. Okay, here's a little gossip for you. Look at this drag queen. Is this hilarious? It's a really big, big old boobs. And I love drag queens. I think they're just fabulous. So look at this one. Okay, so this drag queen named, I think it's Miss Heart of Florida, or that's who tweeted about it anyway. A woman is suing a drag queen and a restaurant in Tampa, Florida, claiming that the drag queen injured her with her breast during a performance. In the lawsuit seen by BuzzFeed News, she said she was enjoying a friend's birthday party when this drag queen came over and dancing and slammed her breast into Melina's neck and head, which left her with permanent injuries. Well, first of all, did the drag queen, they must have been fake boobs, so maybe they were more, I don't know, maybe they were thicker or heavier or something, I don't know. Anyway, the lawsuit goes on to say that the unexpected defendant grabbed her head and wiggled her breast against the plaintiff's face 8 times.
Oh.
Then the defendant grabbed the plaintiff's face, pushing it right immediately after they grabbed the plaintiff's head and shacking it several times. And then unexpectedly, they grabbed the neck and violently pounded the plaintiff's head lead into the defendant's chest up to 9 times.
Oh, my goodness.
So, apparently, it states that the defendant immediately complained to the manager about experiencing a headache, and she says that she has permanent neck injuries and headaches, and she's requesting $1.5 million in damages. And in any event, the defense filed a motion to dismiss the case, and the lawsuit is pending.
For real? I mean, give me a break. You know what they call that here?
No.
Sunday at the Palace. People pay top dollar
for that.
A drag queen.
I mean, maybe
waterboard the breast.
Maybe she did hurt her neck or something. I don't know, but I mean, oh my God, people. Okay, now here's one for you, Lil Wayne. Now you guys know I love Lil Wayne. He performed at our charity event. He gave my son a guitar he had 7 original guitars made for his band. He gave my son one of them. I love him, but. And once again, I mean, the guy, he's threatening concert goers with guns after a fan throws a water bottle on the stage. So he's singing along, somebody sends a water bottle on the stage, and he basically says, oh my God, that the crew has pistols, and so if you're going to throw stuff, get ready for the crew's pistols. And he walks off the stage until they quit throwing stuff. You know, you've been convicted of a crime that you could have been acquitted of if you had a better lawyer, because that gun was in a tote bag that was put on the bus, and he easily could have made the defense that he didn't put it there, but instead he got hired a real estate lawyer, I think, as the story goes, something like that, and they didn't get him off. Roy's like, you know, why didn't he just call us? He just performed for us. It was a winnable case. Yes. But anyway, goes to jail, and I remember at the time him saying jail would be a good experience for him. He could get in touch with himself, and he'd be able to write songs and everything. Now he's out. You know, he's had the seizure problems. He's got medical issues, or he did at that time. And then he goes and threatens a crowd with his people carrying pistols. Oh, my God. Oh, in sad news, Da Vinci dies.
Yeah.
Aw, that was sad. And also the scientist. What was his name? Stephen Hawking. 76. He was brilliant. And I loved
that
movie.
Did he die yesterday or today?
Yesterday, I think.
Because today is Pi Day, and that would have been completely like...
Oh, well, maybe it was after midnight, but I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been,
that would have been like kind of fitting.
It would have been, yeah. Well, maybe the universe opened up to him and he'll spread the information down to us through some other source, as Norman would say.
I read a great post from one of our friends this morning, and they were talking about how they felt like he had just told the world, bye Felicia, because they felt, you know, he tried so much to get us to change our ways and things, and everybody just kind of kept blowing it off, so they said for years, you know.
Well, I loved that film.
Just, like, said,
what was the name of that film that he was in about his life story?
Well,
it was really good.
Anyway,
I don't remember it. But
I
almost remembered it. Anyway, Heather Locklear was apparently charged with several counts of battery after that domestic violence call. Let me tell you, that's a sad story.
Yeah.
And this is what I think happened. This is just my read on it, not knowing any inside information, not knowing anybody associated, and never have met Heather. What I think. She probably enjoys drinking, and then she's on this hit show for years. She's not got off the hit show, and she didn't have a career left. She wasn't getting booked with anything, or maybe it was her behavior or whatever, but she didn't have any more hits. And she went from being like this important person in Hollywood to kind of being a recluse at home. It just starts hitting the bottle. And her face is puffy. She doesn't look as good anymore. She didn't take really great care of herself. And I think she's just in a dark, depressed place. It's really kind of sad. I guess that happens to people when they're on
to
top.
They used to call her Aaron Spelling's Lucky Penny.
Yeah.
Every show he put her in was a hit.
She was adorable back in the day.
She was also the first actress to ever be on two top
at the same time. Well, look what happened to his daughter, Tori, and the mother won't help her at all.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Then another, oh, my God, at the Oscars, this adorable black kid in a gorgeous little suit picks up McDormand's Oscar and is holding it, standing behind her, and there's a picture of it. Well, somehow that escalates him to him getting arrested for stealing the Oscar.
Well, he wasn't a kid. He was an adult.
Well, still. And he didn't steal the Oscar. He was holding the Oscar. It wasn't like he tried to run out with it.
He did run out with it.
He did?
That's where they stopped him. Yeah. They saw him running out with it. Gary Oldman caught him and took it.
A criminal.
But was he really going to steal it?
Then they went back and looked, and he does this at all the awards.
And then he takes him back, right? He doesn't keep the Oscar.
He's never kept him, but in
that case, it was a prank. But I think it was a prank. And so he's in court.
Too, if you see the
Well, he was in court, and now he's saying, you know, that they're over, you know, making a bigger deal out of it than it was. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm just wondering if he would have been a little white guy if they would have grabbed him, you know, entered my mind. I don't know. But the lawyer said that, you know, that it's just they're going to fight it. It's not a big deal. If I were them, I'd drop it, and I'd teach him a lesson, and I'll let him. How does he get access, anyway? How did he get invited to the Oscars?
Well, people do get to go. Like, I got to go to the Governor's Ball when I went to the Emmy Awards with someone, like, 20 years ago, and I got to tell you, I don't understand why they leave those awards later, because it was the same thing, where you go there and get them engraved.
Well, they are always looking.
They leave them on tables, and people pick them up.
But they're always looking for seat fillers, so maybe he got a seat filler ticket. You know, I know a lot of people that have been invited, you know, many times that they just don't want to go and sit there for 6 hours. You'd rather watch it on TV because you're a seat filler and they keep changing you around in the seats. Who wants to do that? Now, I don't know. Do you believe this one? Tiffany Haddish says that she ran into Brad Pitt and he told her, if we're both still single in a year, call me. Well, I ran into George Clooney, and he said, if we're both not divorced in a year, to call him. Oh, TMZ.
So, you had some comments coming in. People were saying, poor Heather. You know, it's sad.
I know, it is sad.
Beth Feldman Foster said, Heather needs sudden youth.
She does.
And you also had some comments about your skincare came in. People saying, I used every facial product under the sun, and I love your skincare products.
Yay!
For anybody that hasn't tried them, you should. Legit. The best in the world. That's from Ava Rose Lemester.
Thank you, Ava. LeahBlack.com.
We have to put that on our website, that review.
So TMZ reports that Russell Crowe and his wife split 5 years ago. And so now they're going to have a divorce auction called The Art of the Divorce. And they're going to sell all their memorabilia from the movies, a violin, things like that. I think it's kind of funny. Tori Spelling and her husband were in the restaurant with five kids in Santa, California. And she and the husband get in a knockdown, drag out, screaming fight. And the restaurant escorted them and the kids out the back door.
It's just
sad. You know, I don't like that mother of hers. The mother should say, you stay out of the press, you stay out of the limelight, you stay out of reality TV, and I will subsidize your income if you raise your kids properly, and I'll pay for their education. But, you know, you can do scripted, but you can't do any of that gossipy stuff. And just to help them out, if the father was still alive, I guarantee you they wouldn't be living like they're living and struggling to get by and fighting, but probably fighting because they got so much tension on. They got like five kids. Yeah. But now on the other hand, why do you have five kids when you can't afford them? Part of that might be the kids are going to get the inheritance later, and so let's get more. I don't know. I really don't know. I like her, and I always thought the mother was so classy. I just can't imagine letting my kid make such a situation of themselves in public when I could prevent it. Yeah. And she could easily prevent it. Anyway.
Marcella Bernardi says, why does Tori keep having babies?
Stacey says,
amen, she agrees.
Well, then the other thing was, too, that we're there for a while. I think she caught him cheating on her, and she kept him anyway. Yeah. I'd have booted him out right then and ran home to mom and said, I promise I'll change my life if I can move in this mansion with you. So the nun, this is crazy, the nun and the Katy Perry wanted to buy this convent, and these two nuns were going to sell it to her. Then the Vatican stepped in and sued and said, no, you can't sell it outside the Vatican. Well, the nuns were in court about it, and the nun dropped dead in the courthouse. I'm going to tell you, it was a $14.5 million offer from that Katie had made. The Vatican wouldn't accept it. I would not want to live anywhere near in that house after the nun died in the courthouse. I mean, to me, that's just a bad energy, and that's a sign.
That case is like 3 years old.
Yeah, it's been going on. Well, that's probably why the nun died.
The sale apparently, like, cleared. Like, they did accept a check, but then they found out it couldn't have been sold the way it was.
Yeah, because the Vatican had to approve it. Yeah, and so the nun, the poor thing, was under all that stress. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, and celebrity royalty. Meghan Markle secretly was baptized. It was a top secret thing, and only Camilla and Charles were there. Prince William didn't go, Middleton didn't go, the Queen didn't go, but she was baptized. So, according to Vanity Fair, so I guess to be a royal, you have to be baptized, or maybe royally baptized. I don't know, but just to throw all those diamonds on me and consider it done. Anyway, her wedding dress is apparently going to cost $500,000. That's excessive. I'm sorry. Excessive.
Stacey said she works for Tory. It's not always what it seems. She said, don't believe everything you read, and she's okay. And
I know. I adore Tory, and I think it's terrible that she's in these situations when the mother could be helping her and she wouldn't be in these situations. That's how I see it.
Lynette wanted to know if you talked about the OJ interview yet.
So I did. Tune in
watch
earlier. You can watch it on YouTube. You got to tune in earlier, dude.
I'm saying you just look beautiful.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. Today, I didn't get any sleep last night with all that electrical stuff. I'm going to talk about the Beverly Hills Housewives in a minute, but... So this is when my Twitter goes off.
Okay, well, everybody's wanting to know about that, too.
Well, now you're going to believe this one. I'm just minding my own business. I mind my own business all the time. I don't meddle in other people's business. I don't antagonize people. I don't instigate stuff. I don't go around looking for gossip. It lands in my lap somehow. I started my Twitter and my email and my text messages were like, oh my God, we just heard that Heather Dubrow was criticizing your product on Evine. And then two people sent me a clip of it. And I looked at it and she describes the product exactly. She says it's the mask that tones and it lifts and it tightens, and if you move it cracks. It does crack if you move, because you're supposed to be still so that the mask will be stronger rather than cracking it and being weaker. And then she says that it's got egg whites in it. Yes, it does. That's one of the active ingredients, along with aloe vera. And by the way, you can try to copy that for the rest of your life, and you're never going to duplicate it because of the raw ingredients that we have in it that we control, that no other labs do. And she goes on and she calls it by name, describes it perfectly, and talks about how horrible it is. And thank God she and Terry came to the rescue and they've solved this problem and they've taken this new breakthrough technology and theirs is better. I was like, do you always think you're better than everybody else? It just infuriated me, because we have customers around the world, distributors around the world that rely on sales and commissions, and customers around the world that I don't need to think that this product isn't any good because this person who knows nothing about skincare other than she married a doctor that might know about skincare, but more likely than not, he knows more about surgery. So I pioneered this product when I was like in my early 20s and sold it. I had offices in Prague, Switzerland, all over the United States, Caribbean, Central America, South America, Toronto, everywhere, where we were selling this Sudden Youth. And we were on an infomercial for 3 years. We were in the top three infomercials in the world for 3 years with this product called Sudden Youth. Now, it wasn't packaged exactly this way forever. And initially, it was just called a non-surgical facelift kit. And then we trademarked the name Sudden Youth. But it was clearly the product. So when I tweeted out that she needed, instead of insulting my product, she should concentrate on, you know, creating something new instead of trying to copy my product, she tweets back and says, oh, you know, I wasn't your product. It was another product. It was not your product. I'm like, it was called Sudden Youth. It had egg whites. It tightens your face. It cracks if you move when you're using it, and it leaves residue on your face if you don't wash it off properly in accord with the instructions. What part of that does not describe my product that's been tried and tested for 30 years now, since I was just out of school? And she's like, oh, no, we weren't talking about your product. It was a product that I used when I was a kid, my mom's product. Oh, so now you're suggesting I'm really, really old. Well, maybe I am really, really old. But my skin isn't.
But you're living proof.
Oh, my God. And my product has tested, has proven through the years. It has stood the test of time. I have the clinical studies, blind studies, and laboratory studies to back up every single claim that we make, which is what percentage of the line and wrinkles it takes out, how much, what percentage it lifts the skin, what percentage it does. I have all of the clinical studies to back it up, and lots and lots and lots of happy customers. So my customers, I guess when anybody sees it, they start telling other people, and before you knew it, people were starting to tell me. And I was like, listen, I get it. You didn't know it's my product and you didn't meet it as a personal slam. I forgive you. But stop saying that it wasn't my product. It was clearly my product. And just acknowledge the fact that the product was so good that you're trying to copy it and improve on it because it's such a great product with a breakthrough technology. And then just acknowledge that you can't come up with anything original. Just say those things and we're done. Yeah. But don't just keep clinging to this. Well, I was a kid. Well, I was an old bitch. Oh, God, I can't anymore.
Well,
anyway.
As you can imagine, lots of comments are coming. Beth says you're welcome for the video clip.
Oh, she sent it once. She sent it, and then three people got me that clip. So people, or the word was spreading amongst our customers and distributors. And thank you, Beth. Thank you.
And iRealHousewives.com did a big article about the whole thing.
Oh, they did? Yes. Oh, God.
And the clip's there if you want
to
see
it. Well, I'm not trying to stir the pot. No. I'm just saying acknowledge it was my product. Quit saying you did it when I... Let me ask you something. When you were a kid, did you use non-surgical facelift kits? Did anyone try a non-surgical facelift kit all of a sudden youth when they were like a kid?
No.
I don't think so.
Edward Gonzalez is saying, yes, slay it. Lisa Renna loves it.
She does.
Roast that marshmallow.
Heather McDonald was like, I love your product. I love it, Leah. How can anybody say, she called me, Heather called me. Like, how can anybody say anything about Sudden Youth? We love Sudden Youth. Jenny Poulos, all of them use it and love it.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of people that do use it that are saying they love your product. The lady, Ava Lamaster, said she's used it for years. It is the best on the market.
Oh, then I got this tweet from this woman that she says, well, the best way to support Leah is to buy her product, and I'm buying a kit right now. And then she did. She bought a kit right now.
You can also ask if you get it in the UK. So yes.
Yes, you get it in the UK.
LeahBlack.co.uk.
LeahBlack.co.uk. Yeah. So apparently, what happened when I tweeted it out with the link to prove that she said it, then, you know, I don't know, I've got enough Twitter follows that the word got around. So there you go. Anyway, so then let's go to the Housewives of Beverly Hills. Last week when I was talking about that with Dorit and Lisa Vanderpump, I didn't realize, because I remember I told you I had to turn it down really low to hear it because Roy was sleeping, I was trying to hear. I didn't realize exactly the magnitude of Lisa Vanderpump now not using Dorit in the photo shoot with the jewelry.
Yes.
Because she didn't like, Dorit said she didn't like her photos. And I was thinking, wow, I mean that, I don't think the punishment meets the crime there. I hate that because, you know, I love Vanderpump. But I also adore that Dorit. I think she's hilarious, even though I did call her dimwit. I think she's cute and I think she's good for the show. And she is a ditzy dimwit. But they try to make it look like it was the guy, the photographer, whatever, but you can't tell me that when you're the editor of a magazine that you couldn't stand up. I mean, if it were me, I would have stood up and said, look, she's my friend. We had a little tiff, but, you know, I'm not going to pull her pictures out of my magazine. But anyway, you know I love you, Lisa Vanderpump. I've never said anything bad about her and Ken. I love them, the way they take care of the dogs and everything. I just think it was poor judgment on that one issue.
You know, but in the previous like episode when they did the shoot, she didn't like anything about it, and she kind of kept saying, I don't like the way I look or whatever.
She did.
So she got her way.
Well, I see that, but I'm saying be the bigger person.
But
take the high road and you know, don't look petty about it. I just feel like it may Lisa look a little petty. And I love holding Lisa on a pedestal, you know, because for me, she's kind of always been on a pedestal because she's never really done anything to diminish her brand or herself or embarrass herself or her family. So I want to hold her on the pedestal. Anyway, so then last night, Teddy and Dorit get into it. You know, Camille's on there again. She said two sentences the whole night.
They're in a huge Twitter fight.
I don't understand why she doesn't just jump in and be in the game. But in any event, it just annoys me. Get in the game. Say something. I'm like, say something. Now's the chance. Come on, talk.
Yeah, she won't say anything. And Dorit got into a big Twitter war yesterday about all...
Well, Brandy blocked me, so I wouldn't know about that. The only two people in the entire world that have blocked me are Roger Stone.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And Brandy Loyal. And she blocked me because I made the joke about Joanna and the twat and the perfume. Oh, whatever. And then Dorit, she just will not give it up, though. So little Teddy, who seems to be very sweet and kind of, you know, she seems to be sensitive. She's like, I want to talk to you away from everyone else. I don't want to have this conversation of everyone else. The minute they sit down, Dorit's like, well, I think I'm going to tell you what all Teddy said in the car. And she starts it.
Oh,
I mean, it was just too much. But, you know, Erica, though, I mean, I do feel like Teddy is kind of a minnow amongst sharks. It's like they threw her in the lion's den and they kind of sent a prom queen to the knife. I mean, you know, a prom queen to a knife fight. I mean, she just kind of like overwhelmed by it all and sensitive, and she's trying to get her footing and she's trying to, you know, kind of get into the groove. And boy, did that Erica shut her down. God, I can't. I mean, you know, Erica's one of my favorite ever. I love everything about her, but when she gets mad, it's like she becomes the exorcist. Those eyes come out and she's like this, and she's such a big girl. And I mean, did you see that little Teddy just wilted away? Like, and she couldn't say anything. She got in her face, but I think Erica will come around and she'll apologize, just like she did when she did the same thing to Eileen, and now they're good friends. But I'm wondering if maybe Erica, maybe when she drinks, she gets a streak, or maybe, I mean, I didn't think the I don't think the punishment, the crime.
Because the last time
triggered
they
her.
Asked her about her, said something about her son.
Her son, yeah.
And that is what set her off there. And I was trying to remember.
Well, this one. Then she calls her crybaby and tells her to go away and cry. But I think what it was to Erica's benefit. I think Erica's an honest person, and she holds herself out to as someone that has integrity and tells the truth. And she took it as though her integrity and her truthfulness was being questioned.
It
pushed a button.
Yeah.
And she just became that alter. She became that other person for a split second. But I felt bad for Teddy. You know, now I'm rooting for Teddy because she's the underdog. And then leave it to Rena to go, well, I'm the queen of not remembering. Remember that whole scene?
She had like three things last season.
Yeah, because it was all because, because Erica says, I just don't remember. She probably didn't. You go out, you have a few drinks, there's a million things said. It wasn't important to her, but it was very important to the other one. And people tend to remember the things that are important to them. So that's what I think happened.
She did say it, but she probably doesn't remember that. You know, because it was that whole thing in New York that night, and they were all out drinking.
There was a lot to remember, let me tell you. Now,
people are agreeing with you. They're saying poor Teddy, and Brandy and Camille are now feuding on Twitter. They should have you do the reunions.
Oh, God. Tell Andy that. Then he'll really like me.
And they said, a breaking news. Heather DeRoe was just found on a stretcher.
No, they're teasing me.
Talking about you.
Oh, my God.
After the rose.
After the rose.
After that rose, she was just
Well, the thing is. because, you know, I have buttons that can get pushed too. And she sent me a direct message on Instagram, and I said, look, I accept the fact that you didn't realize it was my product, but you need to just own up to the fact that it was my product and you didn't try it when you were a kid, because I'm not ancient old and whatever. So, but the point was, and I made the point, listen, I started this when I was in my 20s. I was a single girl. I supported my entire family, my parents, my sisters, my brother-in-law, my grandmother. Everybody worked for the company. I supported my entire family and all my friends on this company mm-hmm. with the money that we made from the company. And everybody worked 20 hours a day to build this brand up. And now I've got customers and distributors and sales reps that count on these sales. And of course, I've got overhead. So you don't just get to go gratuitously ridicule. And she was laughing about it. It was a ridiculous product and she was ridiculing it. And then just act like you didn't, you know, that you didn't do it. And that was my whole point. So she just pushed the wrong button. Back to the house one.
Pretend amnesia. That was the phrase, because she's going to use it again. They showed in a clip, but that was the pretend amnesia.
Oh, yeah. That's what set her off. Teddy said, now you're going to pretend amnesia. And that's when Erica went ballistic, because she's like, wait a minute, I don't do that. I don't play that game. I'm honest and upfront.
Pretend amnesia is the new Munchausen.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I see both sides of it. I just think Erica overreacted a little bit, and I think Dorit should not have brought it up at the table, but that's the show, part of the show. And I also think that Teddy needs to just acknowledge the fact that these girls are just going to eat her up and chew her up and eat her alive and spit her out. So she needs to just go ahead and say, okay, beat at me. I'll be the pinata this year and be her sweet little self.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the other line, oh my God, when one of them said, oh, I have to think of who it was, that Dorit's no longer the favorite of Lisa Vanderpump. It's going to be Teddy because she's found herself a younger, thinner version. These girls are brutal. I mean, they're brutal. I know. I pretty much know all of them personally for years, and they're all lovely in their own way, including Brandy, who thinks I don't like her. I always liked Brandy and her kids and her dogs and their house. I mean, I always liked her. I don't know why she thinks I don't like her. But anyway. And in all the news about Housewives, Alex McCord, remember her from Brooklyn? She was on New York. Well, she's now a psychologist. She got a psychology degree in Australia. And her husband, Simon, owns a local law firm. Wow. So good for them. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm
happy for them. They're living in Australia where his family is. And so, you know, they've got a good life over there. And she's off for the show. And, you know, I mean, the show probably drove her to a psychologist, which made her motivated to become one.
there might be an early exit on this season if you've seen her vlog. So maybe she might come back.
Now, this one, I got to tell you, my girl Sonia. Okay, so she goes to Luann's cabaret. I can't. If I ever get up and dance like that and sing like that at 50 years old, and I cringe. Okay, but anyway, everyone loves it. They're selling out. It's great. I'm happy for them. They looked beautiful. It's fabulous. I just get hyperventilating. I just get like embarrassed, whatever. So now, oh my God, to top it off, Sonia's standing there dancing and singing, if you, you know, or let's say singing. And the dress comes off, and it literally falls off, and she swirls around, and you can see her boobs and her butt, and she just keeps singing, and she kind of ties it back on and keeps singing, and then this woman tries to tie it back on her, and then she starts singing again, and it doesn't even seem to bother her, and then she ties it on, and they just keep going. I was just dying. I was just like, you know, Sonia, I love you. I do. But this hat, this is on film now. And remember the time she put her legs up in the air and she had the panties on? And then, oh, my, sometimes she said her next tagline was, I have to go commando sometimes. So now, then the Twitter took off with what? Twitter took off with, is she, have some water. Go have some water. Is she trying to upstage Luann?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
No, she had her own crap.
I don't think so. I think it was an accident, and she just went along with it, and they were probably drinking. But I will tell you that Sonia is not calculated. She doesn't have a mean bone in her body, and she would never purposely do something to upstage Luann on her big night like that. So I don't believe that for 1 minute. But I will tell you, I wish I had that picture. I would die. That picture is going to be an infamy with it. Oh, my God. It's real long. She's just a cute little body. She looks really cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
She was following you and calling. working on your stuff this week.
Oh, Sonia? Yeah. You know, I met Sonia at the Cannes Film Festival long before she was a housewife, you know. So that's how far we get back. And I always liked her. Anyway, so in other news, People Magazine reported it, but of course it was all over Miami. In Mokaya nightclub, they had to shut it down because some girl comes in a swimsuit riding in on a white horse. Well, it's not a swimsuit. I looked at the picture. It was a bra and panties.
Yeah,
and on the dance floor, and the poor horse panicked because there were just so many people and so much noise and everything. What a horrible thing to do to people.
That's like, I've lived here a while, so that is not the first time that's happened.
Oh my God.
That is the first time this probably happened since social media.
We're running out of time. I'm just going to have to cut this short. I'll give you this one. Yesterday, thousands of empty shoes were placed at the U.S. Capitol building to protest gun violence. Can you imagine all these parents took their little kids' shoes that had died in gun violence and put them on there? I can't. It's just so terrible.
Oh my God! All of the deaths that have happened.
All right, I'm going to save that for next week. Oh, I've got to say this one because it's current.
Two weeks.
Oh my God! United Airlines. That dog was barking.
I saw that.
And the stewardess made the girl put it in the overhead bin for this long, a 4-hour flight, and the dog died. And when they got the dog from the overhead, I can't even show you the picture.
Yeah,
I looked at the picture, but I was crying when I saw it. The mother of the young girl that had the dog was trying to give it mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but it was just dead. So, first of all, the crazy, crazy, crazy stewardess should be, I think that's manslaughter.
Yeah, and I actually saw this morning when they talked to the union, they said that they're absolutely 100% that they train the flight attendants to never put animals in the overhead.
And by the way,
to be in the front.
It was a 10-month-old puppy. So if a puppy's not going to bite anybody, the worst it was going to do is bark. And if they really had any common sense, they would have said, listen, just put the puppy in your lap, put a blanket on it, and just console it so it quits barking. But I'm sure this bitch flight attendant had a desk and a title, stood up and, it's got to be under the seat, it's got to be here, it's got to be there. And the little dog was scared and it barked itself to death. I can't even look at the picture. I was going to show you the picture. Mm-hmm. I can't. In other news, oh my God. Oh, this is an interesting thing. 16 people died after lightning struck a Seventh Day Adventist church in Rwanda. I mean, wouldn't that make you nervous if you're in a church praying and lightning strikes and kills 16 of you? I mean, that's a sign. That's a sign. Mothers in Saudi Arabia now can maintain custody of their children after a lawsuit without having to file a lawsuit after a divorce. And 500 Canadian doctors are saying that they don't want to raise.
Yeah.
Because they feel that the money can be better spent for people that need it. Now, isn't that honorable? Can you imagine in the United States of America somebody saying, I don't need a raise, I'm going to give it to the people that need it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, everyone's saying that was really terrible. Lorena Sladley says the owner shouldn't have listened to the stewardess. That's what I thought when I heard that.
Yeah.
Like, I would have never done that. Like,
I wouldn't have done it either.
Off a plane or something.
Well, this is probably what happened. The little girl's probably getting nervous about getting kicked off the plane, and then they get stopped and they get kicked off the plane, and the airline bills them for all of that, and then she got scared, and she's a young girl, and then she just put the dog up there, and the dog apparently barked, and when it just stopped, and that was when it was dead. I can't. I can save that. Let's see, I can save this. Okay, I'll just hit 1 second of politics. Apparently they took the name off of the another Trump hotel loses its name. They don't want anything to do with Trump. They're embarrassed by him. And this was in this is the second or the third one that's happened. So he's losing his name around the world. Yay. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think under any circumstance that it is appropriate to fire someone, whether they're the janitor or the chairman of the board, on Twitter?
No.
And then 4 or 5 hours later, after people are talking about how bad you're acting, you have to call them and say, yeah, you're fired? Mm-hmm. No. There was no excuse.
It's just like the people that make negative comments. It's easy to hide behind a keyboard, but you can't look someone in the eye and have a conversation with them and be up front with them. And that just shows the kind of person he really is.
It shows you at his core. When someone tweets something really bad, I immediately go look at their profile. And usually they got 5 followers.
Yeah.
And, you can just tell they're a a dark person hiding behind. They won't even put their name. They have an egg on their face. They won't put their name in their bio so they can just do trash all the time. But Tillerson was one of the top executives in the world, the CEO of Exxon. And I think Trump hired him because he knew that Putin liked him, because Putin had given him awards and they did oil deals together. And then I think the minute that Tillerson stood up and said, listen, Putin, stop with all this nerve gas and killing people around the world and start acting like an international global leader, Trump fires him the next day. What does Putin have on Trump?
A lot.
I mean, he's got a lot on him because, I mean, the minute Tillerson, he didn't fire him when Tillerson called him a fucking moron, he didn't fire him. But he stands up to Putin and says, you can't be killing people with nerve gas, and he fired him the next day.
Yeah. Alex Fleischer says, it's a carousel of fallacious foolery. It's the best reality TV show ever, and sadly, one of the worst governments.
Yeah.
That's true. Very true.
But we want to watch reality TV. You can just tune in and watch this. Stormy Daniels' lawsuit is still going, and I think that lawyer she's hired knows what he's doing. He's going to keep that conversation going.
She had a good weekend at Pompano's Gentlemen's Club here.
Oh,
she offered
did?
To give the money back yesterday.
Oh, yeah, she offered to give Trump the $130,000 back. He's boxed in, because if he acknowledges that he paid her personally, he's screwed.
Yeah.
If the lawyer says he paid her and didn't put in the finances of the Republican finance, a political donation, he's screwed. So either way, they're kind of boxed in, and I think this lawyer's done a really good job.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Melania was pregnant. She has the baby, and he has a 9-month affair with a porn star that has pictures and videos, and she's a producer of porn. So I can only imagine what kind of videos that she has.
Yeah.
Honey, we'll all chip in and give the $130 back.
Thank you.
Oh my God. And you know, and then Trump goes to and makes all those nasty remarks in his speech in Pennsylvania, and it backfired. Pennsylvania, the Democrats won by 600 votes, but the fact that Trump was 22% ahead the last time they had an election, and now they lose by 600 votes. So don't ever let anybody tell you that every vote doesn't count. Get out and vote.
Area. Like, that's the West Virginia, Pennsylvania border.
Yeah, that was his stronghold. And then he went in there and just made such horrible remarks about, you know, April Ryan. And I mean, all these people, he just said horrible things about them. And I think it backfired. People really, they may enjoy the drama and the showmanship of it, but nobody wants a mean, nasty person, you know, running the world. And he's just a mean, nasty person. I mean, if you have an affair on your pregnant wife, and then after she has a little boy, you would continue to have an affair with a porn star and then pay her hush money. Another problem that they're having is that that Trump's team is worried that if she wins this, that all those other people that he paid off will now be able to come forward and tell their story. So the bigger story is he's trying to silence women. And that's true. He is. He wants to shut them up. He tried to shut Hillary up, and he used Putin to help. Oh, my God. Well, my quote of the week. Now we're done, are we? My quote of the week is, every day I count my blessings and then I pinch myself. And that's true. Look how lucky we are. How fabulous do we live? I hope all of you are living a fabulous life. If you want any advice on anything, or you want to just communicate with us, chat with our little chat group, our support group, or go to hello@leahblack.com, or go to our website at leahblack.com, or it's hello@leahblack@gmail, right?
No.
hello@leahblack.com. And we'll answer your questions. We'll reply to your replies. You know, we're having fun. So have fun. And I'm going to see you guys. Remember, next week is spring break, and the following week is spring break. But I am going to be on Jeff's radio show
Sirius XM.
And I'm going to do some filming on something else there. And I'm going to hang out with Ronnie from Watch What Crappens. And maybe I'll even see Amy Phillips was talking about us on the radio yesterday. She was she was backing me up on the Heather story. And what were you saying, Heather?
We forgot about the Miami Beach. Beach Gay Pride.
Oh, yeah. When is that? In that April?
That's April the 6th.
April 6th on a Friday night. Yes. Yeah, I'll be back that week, and maybe we'll get Julie and Brandy in for an interview. They were on the People's Couch. I love them. They're going to be hosting the Gay Pride. They're just so funny. I'll be hanging out with them. So tune in to all my favorite stuff that I do and follow along for the ride. And thank you guys for watching. I really appreciate it. And I'm hoping that you'll share this and tweet it out and post it so we can get a bigger following so I can gossip more about bigger, louder things. Bye, everybody.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.